they come back from the legend.
Mission of Scrambled Eggs here on Crack Sidewalks, your unofficial Marquette basketball podcast. Jim McCann, Phil Bush, coming to you from the Bush household for a change. I'm actually in Milwaukee.
This is a live edition.
Live on tape.
Yeah.
But figured while I was in town, I would record a podcast because we haven't done one in a while. So we figured after the disastrous game, if it's fair to say disastrous,
we'll debate that.
Yeah. Against Nebraska, it was maybe good to go over the first few games now that the Wojo era is officially underway. And Phil, you were saying off camera or off microphone, is that, they are who we thought they were.
Yeah, it's full-fledged Denny Green time. They turned out to be exactly what we thought. We said clearly in previous podcasts they were going to lose some terrible games, and they might occasionally win a game they should win. And, well, we haven't seen that last part, but we definitely saw the first part.
Yeah, well, I don't think any of us expected them to lose to Nebraska in Omaha. I will say it's fun to actually do a podcast. We finally have something to break down, though. We actually have some games to talk about, so I'm looking forward to that. But I'm not looking forward to talking too much about the two losses. Now, the Ohio State loss was one thing. We all fully expected Marquette to lose that game. They did. But the Nebraska-Omaha game, we all thought, well, it's a bye game, should be an automatic game, but I didn't get to see every minute of the game because I was actually in town for a wedding. That's why I'm in Milwaukee to begin with. But I saw most of the second half, and it was just – they were just getting beat so badly on defense.
Right. Well, it was kind of shocking to me because the offense wasn't the issue. They scored, 89 points?
Yeah.
And so it wasn't the offense. It was the defense, number 3, and then C.J. Carter, number 10 for Nebraska-Omaha, basically blew by just about everybody we had. And we may want to watch the injury report to see if Coach Wojo is going to show up with a labral tear after all the air punches he was throwing for the defensive effort. But the only ones that could defend the Omaha guards were Derek Wilson, Dwayne Wilson. That was it.
That's the thing that's really disappointing to me, really, is I didn't think defense against – quick teams would be an issue for this team.
Right.
If there's any type of team Marquette should be able to handle, it would be just teams with guards and teams that aren't that big. But I guess we saw what it really hurts to not have a rim protector because guys were blown right by some of the guards and wing players, and there was nobody at the rim really to block any shots or scare anyone away. So they were just, once they were getting to the rim, it was pretty easy down there.
Well, and I got to – Wojciechowski is clearly an expert. I am not. But I have to say, some switching is okay, but they were switching everything. And I can't believe how many times Steve Taylor switched, was on a fast guard, leaving someone like Carlino on a post player down low. And as a result, both players got smoked because the post player just screened out Carlino and Taylor wasn't fast enough to keep up with the guards. I see switching on the perimeter, but I don't understand the down low switching. They're just switching everything, and it's a question.
Yeah, I think they're definitely still figuring some things out on defense. Unfortunately, they don't have much time to correct things because now it's NJIT coming up on Monday is the next game, and then it's going to be the real test coming up in Orlando. We'll talk about those games in just a minute. But, it's not like they're getting any new players or anything until December when the issue comes in. So, I mean, really – what can this team do better to avoid losing another bye game? Because if we lose too many more games like that, we're going to be talking about a sub-500 season possibly.
Right.
Or maybe even worse, a single-digit win season if we have too many more efforts like that.
Well, and the other thing that we need to talk about is the roster is 9 players. Juwan Johnson played like 6 minutes in the first half, not a minute in the second half, and John Dawson hasn't played almost at all this
season. So the thing is, Juwan Johnson actually had a pretty good game in the first game of the season.
Yes, he did.
Against Tennessee Martin. So, but again, that's Tennessee Martin.
Right.
But you would hope that he was going to break out as a scorer. And, not to overreact to a couple games, because maybe he will break out and figure some things out. But you've got to hope that he's going to be able to be a scorer.
Right.
Juwan Johnson especially.
Right.
And like, the thing with Dawson, not that he's an outstanding player that I expect to lead the team in scoring, but just when there's just so few bodies, I think he would just get out there just to get some guys a blow, especially if he could contribute anything defensively. I don't know if he can.
Well, yeah, but that's exactly right, because Matt Carlino, he may turn out to be a fantastic player for Marquette. Yesterday, he was, I don't want to say a waste, but he couldn't keep up with anyone on defense. And then offensive, where presumably he could make his contribution, he really struggled. So why didn't Dawson couldn't play over that. I mean, that probably speaks more to Dawson than it does to Carlino, but that's the concern. You said, what do we do to go to be better going forward? It's got to be Carlino and Steve Taylor playing better. Like, they did not play well.
And the thing is, it was a little surprising to me because in the Ohio State game, Taylor actually played pretty well.
Right.
I mean, he was 9-14 from the floor, blew like three bunnies down there. Probably should have been 12-14, really. And then he had that one bad turnover that could have gotten the game down to four where he should have given it up to
Johnson.
But other than that, that's the one thing that's kind of, you know, good news, bad news to me is offensively they moved the ball pretty well. And, and they've been getting some easy buckets down low. It was Taylor in the Ohio State game. Juan Anderson got a lot of good.
Right.
He had 23 points against Omaha.
Right.
So, I mean, the offense is not bad. I mean, I think it's well disciplined, well coached. They're just not making shots.
Right.
And, like, this team still can't shoot very well, and that's not going to change, probably. So, I think when the skill level increases overall in the team, hopefully that happens next year, I think the offense will be much better because I think the scheme seems to be all right, in my opinion. But they just they can't make many shots, and definitely have had some blown layups in the Ohio State game. They just weren't able to keep up with Omaha.
Well, I wonder how much of it is they still need to be coached up. Because I remember early in the game yesterday, they fed Steve Taylor down low in the post, who was a step or two away from his defender in the low post. And Steve literally waited for the man to come defend him before he made his move to the basket. If he had just caught the ball, gone up hard with it, easy bucket. But he waited for his defender to show up. And then they ended up doubling him, and they kicked it out, and I think they got a shot as a result. But it just – clearly there needs to be more coaching going on. I don't think that it's bad coaching. I just think that the players need more time in the system. So maybe that's what improves. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a struggle for the next month.
Yeah, and you know, Taylor is playing out of position. He has to essentially play center until December, late December.
Right, but Juan Anderson's playing out of position, too.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You would hope this offense will work a little better once Fisher is put in the middle there.
Right.
Defensively, hopefully, too, if he can.
Right.
If he's a shot blocker, I don't know how much of a shot blocker Fisher's going to be. Hopefully at 6'10", he can be a little bit.
Right.
And I think that certainly would have helped against Omaha a lot. But,
right.
I think Taylor's doing the best he can down there. It's just obviously the results yesterday against Omaha were not very good.
Right. Well, and the other thing to keep in mind, you know, like we've said, there were going to be games like this. So if we knew that before the season, we shouldn't be apoplectic when it actually happens, first of all. Second of all, I'm not taking away from Nebraska-Omaha, but they played out of their minds. They were, I mean, C.J. Carter hit a transition three with Dwayne Wilson's hand in his face late in the second half. I don't think Nebraska-Omaha is going to make those kinds of shots. I think they shot like 42% from three for the game. I don't think they're going to do that all the time. So, you know, combination of just happened to catch Nebraska-Omaha of all teams on a great night. Marquette was down. The offense was okay. The defense was just more porous than a, I don't know.
What is something that's very porous?
A rock or a...
And that's just the thing. I don't know if it's effort or if it, like I said, it's the switching and they're just not used to the new scheme, defensively or whatever it is. It's got to change. Otherwise, there will be more bad losses like this.
Right.
The Orlando Classic could go horribly.
Right. We may be longing for the days of getting to play Ryder.
Right. So that going forward, I'm looking forward to the next few games here, Phil. What can we expect, hopefully, on Monday against NJIT? What can you really change in 24 hours? I mean, as we sit here on Sunday, I'm sure Wojo's kind of in the gym and trying to fix something.
Right. Well, that's the question. I mean, in your opinion, do you think it was an effort thing? Do you think it was a lack of talent? Do you think it was an X's and O's thing?
Right.
All of the above. Like,
maybe a little everything. You know, it's almost insulting to say effort, but if they weren't giving effort, how much worse would it have been?
Right.
You know, and maybe I think they gave effort. Like I said, I think it's insulting to say they weren't, but man, it just looks so easy for Omaha. And maybe it's a focus, and maybe it is in X's and O's things that they're just not used to it, and they just And maybe they need to, maybe then the coaching staff, whoever, needs to figure out something to do a little differently. Because this is two games in a row where the opponent just got way too many easy baskets. Ohio State scoring a lot against you is one thing, because that's just a much more talented team.
Right.
And but as you said, we didn't expect Marquette to be all that talented this year. So, you know, you expect there would be losses like this, maybe not to Omaha. But overall, the reaction on Twitter, I thought, was pretty much...
It was a casual mentioning of dumpster fires as opposed to the pitchforks. And...
It's like, we're bad. We thought we'd be bad, and we are bad.
So, right.
You know, the goal has still got to be, though, to try to get as many wins as possible and maybe try to get some kind of postseason play, whether it's NIT or whatever. And, you know...
They could use the practice.
Yeah, they could. And I think that's still the goal, is just take it, cliche alert, but one game at a time and try to be a little better the next game as you were in the game before it.
Well, and I will say with the coaching, I brought up Juwan Johnson and John Dawson not getting minutes, and I understand if they're not getting minutes from a coach's perspective because they're not ready or they haven't earned it. But by the same token, you're essentially playing seven guys then in the rotation. They're nowhere near good enough to get why, especially when Nebraska Omaha is just running you off the court to a certain extent, which you wouldn't expect. Why not get those guys minutes? I understand you want to win at all costs, but get the guys minutes, if nothing else, to keep your guys fresh. I mean, because now we got to play New Jersey Institute of Technology, who is a terrible basketball team. And if this game goes about the way the last one went, that would be a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Like, people were calling Saturday's game disastrous. I think it was a bad game, but it wasn't worse than, say, Western Michigan in the NIT. But if you lose to NJIT on a Monday night before Thanksgiving, that's pretty disastrous.
And yeah, then what can you really
expect
in Orlando Classic?
Right? Yeah. Why? Like, right now, the only thing I'm hoping is we can keep it within 20 of Wisconsin. Like, it just doesn't look good in this early
season. Yeah, unfortunately, looking down the road, Wisconsin's score is going to be whatever Wisconsin wants it to be.
Correct.
I think.
Correct.
But we'll deal with that when we get to that game. Try to maybe pick out a few positive things as we kind of dump on the team right now.
Right.
In the early going, I will say, Sandy Cohen has been...
Yes.
He didn't have the best game against Omaha, but Sandy Cohen has come in and been a contributor right away, which is a nice thing to have freshmen coming in and playing immediately and doing well. He appears to have a bit of a jump shot. He didn't make a three against Omaha, but he has shown an ability to shoot for three.
And a willingness to play. I mean... Now, maybe this is a reflection on Buzz, but Buzz never played freshman.
Right.
And it's kind of nice to see a freshman who I think he's playing to probably the level I would have expected a touted freshman to come in and play at. Is he setting the world on fire? No, but he's playing well, and you can see throughout the season he will progress and get better.
Yeah.
And I think the other one that's been outstanding, because I've always wanted to cheer – I've always been a fan of his, is Juan Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Anderson – was the best player on Marquette's team yesterday, hands down.
Yeah, he was. And I've been hoping for a good year for Juan Anderson for a couple of years now. And now's the time.
Right.
And he can, like you said earlier, playing out of position, he's going to have to kind of do a lot, kind of like Lazar Hayward did his senior year, and just do pretty much anything.
Right.
And play out of position. So it was good to see him have a good game, unfortunately, in a loss.
Right.
But
and then Derek Wilson, everyone's favorite whipping boy, was good. He was a good player. He didn't hit an outside shot, but he made some good passes. He drove to the basket. He still can't lay up with his left hand, but you know, that's probably not at this point fixable. But you know, he was a good, the second best player on the team.
Yeah.
Again, it's Nebraska of Omaha. Is that going to translate to every other game? I don't know, but.
Yeah.
It was a positive.
Yeah, it is. More games like that from Derek Wilson will help Marquette continue to develop and improve and hopefully win some games. And he's attempting threes now.
Right.
And, you know, did he make one yesterday?
I don't think he did.
No, he didn't. He was 0-for-2, but he did, you know, knock one down against Ohio State.
Right.
Rattled in.
Right.
But at least just the threat of shooting a three.
Right.
It's nice to have that.
Yeah.
Not that he's ever, it's not like he's going to be, you know, Steph Curry out there.
Right.
But just to have that threat. And I know Marquette is attempting a lot of more threes. They're not necessarily making too many.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, are they attempting the threes because they have to, or are they attempting the threes because it's good basketball?
Yeah.
And when I think it's still the case as it was last year. When they have to shoot threes to catch up, it's going to be bad.
Right.
And Marquette's offense, the way, from what I've seen through three games, it's definitely, this is probably always the case, though, it works the best when they just move the ball and get it inside with an easy basket. And they've actually done a nice job getting some easy baskets inside and moving the ball. So they have to keep doing that. Unfortunately, they don't have the big guys to make that consistently. They will, hopefully, when Fisher comes in. But, you know, it was Anderson yesterday, and then it was Taylor before that. So if they can get some game where they're both doing that exceptionally well, then, you know, the offense will improve. And I don't think we don't see too many more upsetting losses like Omaha in the near future.
But right. Well, and I don't think the defense is going to play that bad again going forward. I mean, that to me, we'll see. But I feel like that game was probably rock bottom for the defense. And we shouldn't get too down about it. Just like there will be a game where Marquette goes something like 10 for 13 from three and just looks to light the world on fire. And we shouldn't go, oh, hallelujah, they're better, and they're awesome, and they're amazing. They're never going to lose again. You know, we got to kind of temper our responses to some of these things.
Yeah, it would be nice if we had one of those games in Orlando.
Correct. Well, yeah, it would be great if we could do that to, like, Michigan State, just to wipe the taste of Omaha out of our mouth.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning's favorite team.
Correct, Omaha. Yes. Yeah, Omaha. Correct.
Yeah, so I guess looking ahead to the week ahead, Phil, Marquette has NJIT, which, despite Saturday's effort, I am still fully expecting that to be a win. I hopefully Marquette doesn't have two laps in a row like that. It could absolutely happen because, like I said, not much is fixable, but hopefully just NJIT is not as on fire from the field as Oklahoma was. And, you know, Marquette should absolutely win on Monday. You know, maybe just a bit of the game will serve as a bit of a wake-up call.
So, right.
Because if you play poorly, you're going to lose to some bad teams.
Right.
And then Thanksgiving break, or Thanksgiving's coming up after that, we got the Orlando Classic. Georgia Tech will be the first game. That'll probably be a pretty tough one from what we've seen going on. So I guess I don't know what to expect. I hope to one way or another just come out of Orlando with one win.
Right.
Whether it's stunning Georgia Tech or whether it's going down to all the way bottom of a consolation bracket and playing Ryder or whoever it's going to be. So.
Well, I think it's safe to say that our preseason – predictions are in trouble early because I think we both had the non-conference at 8-4, and they're starting off 1-2. Which means they can only lose two more games the rest of the
Wisconsin, Arizona State, and Georgia Tech are all still on the slate. So.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, the hope that we all have though is when as the team matures, we keep talking about Fisher like he's going to be a savior.
Right.
He's not going to be a savior. He's going to be a nice help.
Right.
But when he arrives and the thing is, by the time Fisher can play, hopefully all these young guys worked out some of the kinks.
Right.
And, you know, Dwayne Wilson will continue to improve and on both ends of the floor. And he had an all right game yesterday. And guys like Juwan Johnson, if he can put it all together offensively, hopefully everyone on the team will be a little bit better and the team will have a more cohesive effort on offensively and defensively by the time Big East play comes around. And if that's the case, maybe the team can actually be competitive in Big East play.
Right.
And that's really the hope that we're looking for is when Big East play comes around, hopefully this will be a great team, but at least a competitive team.
Right. Well, I think the key is, and this is a message from me to the fan base in particular, the key is we know this team is not good now. Mm. Take this as a baseline. Let's watch this team critically in terms of are they improving? Are they getting better? They're going to lose games over the next 3 or 4 weeks, but how do they perform in those games? Does the defense get better? Does the offense get more consistent? Because this game is about Wojciechowski, or this season is about Wojciechowski learning and the team learning, a bunch of youth, learning how to play basketball at a Division I level together against some really strong competition when they're undersized and perhaps a little under-talented at this point. So all of this is building for next year and the year after.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to bag on the team, bag on them because they're not improving, not because they're bad, because we knew they were going to be bad.
Right.
Like, and they are.
Right.
They are who we thought they were. And everyone on that team can stand to do something better.
Right.
Offensively or defensively. And we mentioned Johnson and Dawson and what they have to do to contribute. This is two coaching staffs in a row, so it's definitely something maybe those two guys, whether it's in practice or understanding schemes or whatever, but they need they need to contribute
right.
on a team with 9 eligible players.
Right.
And this one, they need to find a way to contribute. And hopefully they will. But other than that, there's not much more to say about
yeah,
the team.
Yeah,
team.
No, it was...
Except, well, we hope it gets better.
Right, right. Don't worry. It could only get slightly worse.
Yes. Losing to him and JIT would be slightly worse, and that would be absolute rock bottom panic.
Yeah, I would be willing to call that a complete disaster.
Yeah, so hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully they get a win against New Jersey Institute of Technology, and I can stop trying to have to spit that out because
yeah.
it is a mouthful.
Yeah.
And then we'll just see what they can do in Orlando. I'm not expecting much. I just hope one way or another to come out of Orlando with one win, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I guess, so what are you predicting then? We've got 4 games the week of Thanksgiving. What's the record after that week?
I'll say they will go 2-2 this week.
2-2. I think that's where I'm at too. But
win Monday, hopefully.
Right.
And if they lose Monday, I'm just going to say they're going to lose the rest of the games.
Right.
The
yes.
The entire season.
Yeah.
Battling with DePaul.
Yeah. Thank you, Tennessee Martin, for our lone win.
No, it's not going to get that bad. But I'm going to say they will come out of Orlando with one win. Like maybe they will play over their heads in one game. And they may not have to beat Ryder, whoever they play.
Right.
Assuming they lose to Georgetown, Michigan State plays Ryder.
Yeah, Michigan State
so
plays Ryder.
Maybe they beat Ryder.
Right.
And can get that win and come out related.
Right. Yeah, the thing is, we don't know what that third game is. I mean, there's yeah. all sorts of permutations, but I think...
I'm just glad we're not playing Kansas.
Right. Yeah.
And even though Kansas got destroyed by Kentucky, Kentucky is one of the best college basketball teams we will see in, you know, I don't know, decades, but I don't know if I'd say that. They're very, very good.
Right.
And I think Kansas is actually a very good team. And if Marquette had to play Kansas, I would be terrified of how
bad it would get. I don't know that I would watch it necessarily.
Yeah, I think it would probably go worse than the 0-3 Final Four game.
Yes, I think so. But yeah, I think if we come out 2-2, is that what we want? No. But
right, I want to go 4-0 this week. Right. I just don't realistically think it's going to happen.
Right, and again, that's where we've got to, as a fan base, we've got to set expectations. This isn't the new norm. Like, people shouldn't jump off the ship going, oh no, we suck. We're going to suck forever. And it's like, it's a season. We're rebuilding. We'll get there.
The thing is, I would love to play Michigan State. And just,
yes.
Just to, like, have that. Because the thing is, playing Ohio State, yeah, Marquette ended up losing pretty badly. But there was that point in the game when
right.
Steve Taylor had the turnover. If he could give it up to Johnson on the break there, and Johnson gets the layup, they're down 4
right.
in the second half to Ohio State.
At Ohio State.
And who knows what would have happened from there. It really spiraled out of control. The defense just totally went in the tank after that.
Right.
But I would like to see them play a really good team again, because I would rather lose to really good teams
right.
than struggle against terrible teams.
Well,
I would like to see an effort against Michigan State and see them, you know, just go toe-to-toe with a team like that. And yeah, maybe they lose, but I would like to at least see an effort against
right.
a team like
well,
that.
Well, and let's be honest with the Nebraska-Omaha. Like, there were a couple of times where they tied it up or took the lead, and they lost the lead, and they didn't look great. But that's an example of a team with a lot of youth and inexperience not understanding how to sustain an effort.
Right.
It was basically like they caught up or they got just ahead, and they kind of came off the gas and went, whew, we're good. And then Omaha would just race it back down.
Yeah, court. Omaha kept getting up off the mat.
Right.
That's the thing. Like these guys are going away.
Right. And I think that shows Omaha's a very senior-led team. So yeah, they're all 4 years out of Division II, but they've got a lot of experience and they played in a lot of games in a lot of bye games.
They were fired up to be there.
Right,
they were thrilled to get.
It's
there.
Not their first bye game. I don't
think
they're intimidated.
Yeah, you think they will be like put up like, you know, murals of like the Marquette win over there?
Well, I'm suspecting there may be a banner.
Yeah,
but
like something like. Cause I remember when I was working in Tulsa, and Tulsa beat Notre Dame in football.
Oh, geez.
It wasn't a very good Notre Dame team, but still, that was a huge win for Tulsa. And there were, like, posters and paintings all over the Tulsa locker rooms and press box of the win against Notre Dame.
Well, you got to build your reputation somewhere, right?
And so, I don't know if they will hype up the Marquette win at Nebraska-Omaha similarly. It's like, the day we beat Marquette. And who knows, maybe we may look back on this game a month from now and just laugh at it if Marquette has improved to the point, like,
right.
How did we lose to Omaha?
That's what I'm hoping.
Right, but
I'm hoping it's not a how did we beat Tennessee Martin.
Yeah, let's hope. Yeah, gosh, I hope it doesn't get that bad. But I'm still confident in Wojo and the coaching staff.
Right,
I definitely see things on offense, like the way they move the ball, and get it inside. That makes me think, all right, he knows what he's doing. The players are just not used to it yet. The
right,
players just aren't there. There is some talent on the roster. It's just not. a great amount of talent. And,
right.
And when they fall behind and they have to shoot the ball and try to catch up, that's when they're going to be in trouble.
So. Right. This is just a team that has to play ahead from ahead. That's period.
Yeah, I think we've got to run in circles.
Yeah.
We said what we need to say about the team. Hopefully it gets better. Hopefully everyone has a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for checking us out here on Crack Sidewalks. Again, Scrambled Eggs here with you, and you can check us out on Facebook. There's a Scrambled Eggs Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. I'm Joe McCann 3. Phil is MOOF23. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And you can also tweet at Crack Sidewalks or find us on iTunes as well. Phil, I am thankful that I didn't get to watch too much of the game yesterday, and I am hopeful that we have a good week.
I am thankful we got to do a live podcast, and I'm thankful I will not have to watch that game I saw yesterday because I deleted it off my DVR.
As fast as you possibly can.
Absolutely.
Have a great week, everybody. Have a great Thanksgiving. Seashells and balloons.